I got started with hair and makeup in high school. I went to Columbia and I did the vocational program for 2 years within my junior and senior year. I came out of high school with a license and could go into a salon. And then I decided hair wasn't really for me. So then I fell in love with makeup, and because you can do something different every single day.
But you already had the skills to be doing professional makeup at that point?
I did not. I went to a school called Coswick School of Makeup Artistry in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for a year. And I learned from beauty, fashion, runway, how to make prosthetics to special effects makeup.
Cool. How long have you been doing all this for?
Around 3 years now.
Can you tell us a little bit about the kinds of projects that you take on?
I currently am going for the 798 union, the hair and makeup union. So that means I need 180 call sheets within 3 years. And I take on a lot of projects for TV and film, short films, do independent films, tier zero films, which is all considered by budget. So I've done special effects from in Troy, actually. That was actually one of my biggest movies that I have done around 2 years ago. So,
what movie?
It's Shoplifters of the World, produced by Joe Manganiello.
Cool. Yeah. I apologize for the little baby noises in the background. What kind of special effects makeup have you done?
I know how to do prosé transfers and foam prosthetics. So cuts, bruises, heads flying off to blood work tubing up the chest so you can have a bullet wound, anything like that.
Cool. Do you take those skills with you to Halloween parties?
Yes, I do. I actually do have a lot of people that do cosplay that will hire me to do their makeup. I did do a huge, it was like a kind of like devil, very, I'm not really sure what kind of makeup it was that he really wanted, but it was a huge prosthetic on the face, and it took about 5 hours to do.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Wow.
So you have to lay the prosthetic, paint it, put it all together, and it took around 5 hours. So.
And so are you still using the hair skills that you had?
I use hair skills often, yes. I'm mostly onset hair now, so anything dry to cutting dry hair, styling, blow drying, and it all is because I'm creating character as a whole, so with their hair and makeup, and then the wardrobe department as well, creating that style and putting it all together. It really like to make the vision come true for the director and for the script that they wrote.
Cool. I didn't realize that there was a market for professional hair and makeup for cosplay, but that makes sense.
They have a lot of conventions, actually, in Saratoga. I've seen one in Clifton Park. I bet there is more in Troy, too, that I just don't know about because a lot of people come from all over, but there is big conventions around here.
And so as you're growing your business, what direction would you like to, what kind of work would you most like to be doing?
I would most likely be on set, and I like to be hair and mostly makeup department head, which is me creating looks and having key and additional makeup artists underneath me. I create the initial looks, and then they would keep doing them every day, depending on which script day we are on.
And you mentioned being prepared to join a union. Can you talk more about how that works?
Yeah, so the local 798, you go in and you over 3 years need 180 call sheets. And if you don't know what a call sheet is one day on the film and your name on the back of it with the whole entire crew. And a call sheet tells you what scenes you're doing that day and when, in what order. So you need 180 call sheets over 3 years, and you pick hair and makeup, and then they will negotiate your rates and they protect you, say, if a company goes bankrupt, and you still get paid for the amount if it goes under. So.
Wow. And so the sort of private clients that you work for wouldn't count for that, for those call sheets?
No, just on set or commercials. Anything that is videotaped, I would say. Anything that's on screen is a call sheet.
So for folks who are listening who might want to hire you, how can they find you?
They could find me at www.briannanicholsartistry.com, Brianna Nichols Artistry on Instagram. I'm very big on Instagram, very big on Facebook,
sure.
So that's mostly how you can find me.
And if there are listeners who are interested in getting into this kind of business themselves, do you have advice for them?
I definitely do. Know that you're getting into a industry that you truly have a passion for, because it's a lot more than just doing makeup. I'm such a more of a businesswoman than I ever thought I would be. I'm very much a small business. I travel often. Know that you keep learning every single day from other people, and you just, it's definitely striving to be the best person every single day. So I would definitely say you find a mentor. You practice every day, and it's a lot of free work in the beginning as well, just so you know. So you always have another job while pursuing this dream until you become full-time.
And so what has been the biggest challenge for you as you're building your business?
Biggest challenge for me would be, that's a very good question. I think knowing that I had no idea I was going to be such a businesswoman when it comes to taxes and invoicing. And I mean, I didn't know how to make an invoice, and I had to teach myself from YouTube, you know, writing checks to becoming a DBA. You know, I did not have a clue that I had to do any of this just to follow my dream of doing actual makeup on set. So that would definitely be a very... You know, that's been the hardest.
Sure. Is there like a particular look that you can think of that's been your favorite, and why?
My favorite look was a body painting that I did, actually. And it was from the show Teen Wolf, and it was a half lizard man that I did, and it took 4 hours, and it was one of the best produced things that I've ever done. So you can actually see it on my Instagram. It's about 2 years ago, but I still go back to that picture all the time when I need inspiration for myself. So
what made it so special?
The fact that I was using an airbrush, and that's when I fell in love with my airbrush as well. The different colors, the technique. I actually used fishnet stockings and cut them up to get the lizard look, and like then scales. Airbrushed over it, yeah, with a very silvery metallic color as well. So he really looked like he was popping out and coming to life.
Are those techniques that you sort of brainstorm on your own, or is that stuff that you find by Googling how to make scales?
That's actually something that I came up with by myself. I was at, you know, the craft store, and I saw the fishnet stockings. I was like, wow, if I stretch this out and then I airbrush over that, you know what that's going to create? So that's what I did, and I think that's probably why I'm so proud of it as well.